a common factor in all supernatural experiences is that the person or group of people who have those experiences are in what is called an altered state of consciousness. People do this spontaneously. About 2% of every population have their brain chemistry at just the right setting to tune in to these other dimensions. But for those of us who are not in the 2%, we need a push. Shamans in hunter-gatherer societies all around the world are the masters of this. These men and women are primarily healers. That is their predominant role. Amongst them, the most common shamanic technique is the cultivation of certain powerful plants, the shamanic plants. So there's a whole range of techniques and methods, austerities, starvation, even pain. Sometimes the atmosphere of particular places can have this effect. Electromagnetic fields can have this effect. This is why I think certain houses work on the consciousness of the individual. Certain kinds of music played repeatedly over long periods of time. Inside our heads, it's called our brain. Many of these shamans, even in remote regions of the Amazon jungle, feel that they have a mission to the West. They feel that the West has become sick, and dangerous creature. And they see the evidence of this in the ongoing destruction of the rainforest all around them. And I find them the most grounded, the most practical, the most reasonable people on Earth. so therefore it doesn't exist.
Gözlerim, gözlerim.